Thank you for that singing. That was such a blessing. What a prayer. Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me. I just feel my need for prayer this morning. Let's just bow our hearts. Eternal Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Father, we're humbled, Lord, to be gathered in this way. Lord, we sense your presence here in our midst. Father, we pray that you would continue to be with us. Bless these few feeble thoughts you've spoken to me, Lord, and help them to be a blessing to someone here, Lord. Father, we just pray that you would continue to meet with us throughout the remainder of this service and prepare our hearts to receive what you have for us. Father, we also just thank you for the beauty of today. Lord, we love you and bless you in your precious name. Amen. I was extremely blessed by the singing already this morning. It was refreshing to my heart. There was a song that stuck out to me especially. Song number 192. There was a verse in there. Jesus, the Almighty Lord. It says, sought by thy mercy, Lord, saved by thy power, led by thy gracious hand, kept every hour. Thine shall the honor be. It's not for us. Thine evermore. Thy name we glorify. Thy name adore. That spoke to me with what's laid on my heart this morning. And it just blessed me tremendously. So we've been reading through Ephesians here recently, and that's what was laid on my heart this morning. And the beauty and the power that we see in that book, many other places in the Bible as well, of course, but it just stuck out to me especially as we had just been reading through it. And so as I was pondering what to share, I thought of the love of God and how it draws us. And it was powerful to me. So I think I don't have a whole lot here, but just maybe go through chapter 2, and we'll read through it and then just glean a few things out of this book. One thing I want to say before I get started here is, to me, it's a beautiful picture as we read through this. As we read through this passage, keep in mind how it starts. We were dead in trespasses and sins, and then how it ends, how the gospel changes our lives, and it has a purpose. You see transformation take place. So let's start in chapter 2 here, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walk. Is this too close, Calvin? Sorry, I don't know if I'm hitting it or. Let's start in verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others, but God. We see the but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision of the flesh, circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace unto you that were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. I had to think of that verse there as Andy mentioned what he did about the temple that blessed me. The temple of the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit, the indwelling of God. So we'll just start back here in verse 1, and this is by no means inclusive. It's just all inclusive. It's just a few things that stuck out to me as I went through this chapter. And you hath he quickened. Quickened would be made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. We had no power over that ourselves. Wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, should be the devil and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So we see that we had no power in ourselves and we were enslaved. And in this, it just, one thing that sticks out and blesses me is we come through here and we've experienced this in our lives. And it just means the beauty of it, I guess, is much greater. Among whom we also had our conversation in times past. So among we had in times past in the lust of the flesh. Basically, it would be our life. Among whom we had all our life in time past of the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. It was natural. We had no power in ourselves. But even in that state, God loved us and showed us his great mercy. And through that, he gave us grace that we could live above sin. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, made us alive together with Christ. By grace we are saved. God's great love has a powerful drawing effect upon his people, as we see in verses 4 through 7 here. So, verse 6 here, picking up. And he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I think I kind of jumped ahead on my notes here. So, think I kind of covered that. So, so that was the heart, that was the verse 4 there was the verse that stuck out to me a lot, and it caused the burden, I guess, for these thoughts. With His great love and the drawing it has towards us when we see His love and we experience it in our lives, and He gives us the power that we need. So then let's jump down to verse 8 through 10. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I think this is beautiful because it's a gift of grace, is a gift through faith. It's not of ourselves, and we're not saved of works. But then we see right here in the next verse, look at this: for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that God, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. So we see, we're not saved by good works, but we're saved unto good works, which God hath before ordained. So it means that as we are saved, what will come out of our lives is good works. We'll be able to see that there is definitely a change in our lives. Verse 11, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. We were without God and without hope in this world. We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. We were doomed. Then here's another but now in Christ Jesus ye who were sometimes afar off, in verse 13 here, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For is He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition, the division between us. Having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Enmity would be like hostility or hatred or agonism. And came and preached unto you who were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through Him, because of this, we have both access by one Spirit unto the Father. And then we see in verse 19 here, 19 through 22, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God. So it is because He came and preached peace unto you that were to us who were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through Him, because of this, now we have verses 19 through 20, because of this we are therefore no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God. We are part of the kingdom of God. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, we all come together, work together, framed together, groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, that He could be glorified, in whom we are also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit, that He could live in us. that just was a blessing to me. It's a beautiful passage. I would just like to close with Ephesians 3:17 through 21 here. It's just across the page. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according unto the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So, just a little bit of a quick a reminder here, as we go through chapter 2 and we see where we were dead in trespasses and sin, and then God has his great love wherewith he loved us, gave us grace and mercy, and by his strength we become a part of his church and his kingdom and his children. That was just a beautiful purpose that he has there for us. So thank you for listening, and trust it was a blessing to someone. If we could sing song number 149 in the folder, that would be a blessing. Thank you.